Suffolk News, Thursday, July 3rd, 2014. Cancer victim wins benefit plea. A cancer patient who waited 8 months for his disability payments to come through has had thousands awarded to him after the news took up his plight. Thomas Carroll was diagnosed with cancer of the larynx in May last year, which has meant he has had to endure months of radiotherapy and chemotherapy. At 60 years of age, the cancer and the treatment left Thomas unable to carry out his manual job as a warehouse worker. So, in October, he applied for a new personal independence payment. But a recent change in disability benefits has led to lengthy delays. After the news chased the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, to find out why an elderly cancer patient was waiting 8 months for his benefit to come through, Thomas's application was fast-tracked and a backdated payment has now been awarded. "I'm over the moon," said Thomas of Rodney Road, Walworth. "I'm really happy. At one stage, I didn't think I was going to get anything at all. They couldn't apologise enough on the phone," he said of his belated phone call from DWP staff. "I think it's down to your help for putting it in the paper," added Thomas. "I just hope it brings other people forward now. I'd like to thank you for all your help." The government switched from Disability Living Allowance, DLA, to Personal Independence Payments, PIP, in April last year, and recent study by Macmillan Cancer Research shows thousands of cancer patients are now waiting 6 months or more just to find out if they'll be awarded any money. Our report shows the real and shattering impact these PIP delays are having on cancer patients, said Duleep Ali Raja, head of policy at Macmillan Cancer Support. "These delays are a further blow to cancer patients who have to prove that they have been affected by their disease for at least 3 months before the state will consider them as eligible for help." The DWP said Macmillan's research was based on a small sample size using oversimplified calculations, but admitted there had been delays in Thomas's case. PIP replaces the outdated Disability Living Allowance, which was introduced over 20 years ago, and introduces new face-to-face assessments and regular reviews, something missing under the old system, said a DWP spokesman. "Providers are telling us that the assessment process is regrettably taking longer than expected, especially where they need to request further information in order to provide high-quality independent advice. We are working with providers to drive down processing times, and the benefit is backdated, so no one is left out of pocket." For financial support information, please visit www.macmillan.org.uk/financial support or call free on 0808 808 0000.